Hello, everybody. Welcome to Daily Journey. Today is Tuesday, March 24. Here's the thing that's really been sticking with me today, over the last day or so. It's kind of exhausting to kind of live in the moment like we're living in right now, isn't it? I am so much of a planner that it's a little stressful to not be able to plan. In fact, I've had so many meetings over the last 2 weeks that are just all about, well, what are we going to do about this? And what are we going to do about that? And how are we going to plan for this? And how are we going to plan for that? And Cindy goes over to the middle school a couple times a week to help hand out food to families who need it, for kids who need lunch and breakfast and things like that. And she comes home every day, and well, so-and-so was saying maybe this is going to happen, and so-and-so was saying that maybe that's going to happen. So we kind of have that constant, I wonder what's going to happen next feeling. And I feel pretty exhausted by it. It's really hard to live your life without kind of a semblance of normalcy or the opportunity to say, I know what's going to happen next. And, you know, there's a stress to that. And, maybe for those of you who live life in the moment right now, feels just about the same. But for those of us who are planning and looking ahead, it's hard to be able to find your solid footing probably right now. The thing that I've been there's a story in the Bible that this is my favorite story. It's my favorite. It's been one of the most impactful things to how I live my life. And it feels particularly relevant right now and challenging right now. And it's really the story of Abraham, because Abraham has to go up on a mountain and sacrifice his son. And obviously he doesn't want to do that. But the way in which God talks to him clues you into something about Abraham and his entire life. So he says to Abraham, go take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and sacrifice him on a place that I'm going to show you, right? And what's interesting about that is if you're really familiar with Abraham's story, is that's like the exact same thing he says to him at the beginning of his story, Genesis 12, I think. He says, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the place I'm going to show you. Like, it's almost rhythmic in how it rhymes. Take your son, your only son, Isaac, leave your country, your people, your father's household, right? It has the same cadence, it has the same rhythm, and both of these things sort of end with, and then I'm going to show you what's next, right? And if you kind of look at those rhyming lines, you'll get a sense of, like, your country, your father's household, your people, right? Like, those are these defining characteristics to who you are. They're your identity. They're probably as much your identity today as they were for Abraham all that time ago, right? Like, you're an American, you know, your last name, your family, the people you associate with, the way you think, your tribe, right? Like, those things define you. And so when Abraham left, it must have been a hugely challenging moment to say, well, who am I right now? And you know, the key moment in that was like, I'm going to trust God that I'm going to leave my past behind and I'm going to move forward, right? But then you go down to the sacrifice of his son, and God uses the same thing. And while in Genesis 12, he's asking him to sacrifice what has defined him in the past, he's now asking him to sacrifice what's about to define him, or what defines him right now or for his future, right? Isaac is his only hope for a future. That is everything about his future is locked into this kid. And God is saying, I need you to sacrifice that too. So what does it feel like when you're saying my whole identity for my future is I have to give that up? And the really fascinating thing to me is these are the bookends to Abraham's entire life story. For a guy who's so foundational, right? Even foundational for three faiths, Christianity, Islam, Judaism. This one guy is foundational to all of this. This is the beginning and the end of the story. After the sacrifice of Isaac, where the angel comes in and stops him, we actually don't hear much about Abraham anymore. The story ends up sort of shifting over to Isaac for a little while. We don't have a ton of story about him, and then we move on to Jacob. But really, you get kind of one story about how he reacts when Sarah, his wife, dies. But really, these are the bookends. It's as if the Bible is telling you the whole point of Abraham's story was to be a guy who learned how to sacrifice and lay down his past identity, and to sacrifice his lay down his future identity, and to live completely in the moment and trust God with it. And that's always been a really impactful story for me. For my wife and I, we were in a season where we had quit a job. We were in ministry for a little while. We were actually planning to move to Jerusalem to go to school. And so we had quit a job, even a little prematurely, as we were preparing to make that move. And things were really hard for us. We were living with some friends. We were a little unsettled in our life at that moment. And then we became pregnant with our first son. We kind of knew we weren't going to go to Israel. We weren't going to have the baby and then a month later move to the Middle East and that sort of thing. And so we didn't know what was up. We didn't know where we were going. And so we had left this. I remember I was mowing lawns for a landscape company, and I was painting houses for a friend of mine. And we were just in the season of like, man, I don't know what's going to happen next. I've left everything. Like, we sold our house. We live with some friends. We quit our job. All that's behind us now. Those things have identified us up to that point, and now I don't know where we're going in the future. And so that moment of kind of reading through the story and seeing what God was doing with Abraham was really, really relevant to us in that moment. And consequently, we named our son Isaac kind of after this story, right? But, you know, there's a little bit of that going on for some of us today too. We don't really know what it looks like going forward. Some of us don't know what our financial situation looks like going forward, what our job situation looks like going forward. Some of our kids don't know what their school situation is going to be like. If they're seniors, they're like, I don't know, how am I going to be able to get into college? Like, there's a lot going on there. So, you know, the thing that I am settling on today is, what does it mean for me to trust in God in the now and live in the moment, and to trust him both with what has come before and what will come in front of me into the future. So I hope that's true for you too. I hope that you can find God in the moment today and, you know, live your life one moment at a time, one day at a time, and trust that God knows the days that are to come anyways. So I hope that's true for you. I hope you have a great day.